the wire here yesterday. It surprised me a bit, honestly. Indiana's about as bright red as it gets when it comes to conservative states that are going to vote for Donald Trump. And Indiana's, what, 11 electoral votes, something like that. It's one of the states that, like, 8 seconds after the polls close, yes, we call Indiana. It goes for the Republican every single time, I think, since I've been alive. That's why this bill surprised me a bit. I don't disagree with this bill. I might get some pushback from my conservative friends on that. But a euthanasia bill for terminally ill patients has been proposed in Indiana. Free will. Free will. If you think that you are terminally ill and there's no hope to fight back, I wouldn't do it. At least I don't believe so. And until I'm put into that position, you never know. I mean, you never know how tough you have to be until that's the only choice you have left. Right? You don't know. But legislators in Indiana are considering a voluntary euthanasia bill for people who are terminally ill. That bill being put up, and the patient requesting the euthanization must be 18 years of age, living in the state, be of sound mind, and diagnosed by a doctor with an incurable illness. The person must also tell the doctor they want to die with medical assistance. From that point, when they make notification, and it is put into writing, and the request is approved, they have 15 days before they would be given the medication. 15 days they would have before that would be carried out. 15 days. Did you get through number six or not there? All right, I'm just looking. Because I want to catch up on that in just a moment, because I think that is just precious. All right, fair enough. You're up through five, though. Okay, so I want to back up a little bit here, a little back inside baseball. We're stealing signs here, not like the Astros or the Red Sox, but we're stealing signs here. You know, and I understand New York's a little upset. Maybe somebody won a World Series and cheated to get there. And what's shocking is it wasn't the Yankees, right? I mean, what I find shocking is it wasn't the Yankees that got pulled. My friends in New York love it when I rip on the Yankees. They do. They believe it wholeheartedly. All right, I want to go to bite number four. Easy, New York, easy. I want to go to bite number four. Nancy Pelosi, early in the scotch yesterday, she was getting tuned up good and early. Look at the rosiness of the cheeks and the nose. She says impeachment, it's not about proof. You're missing the whole point. It's about the allegations. I can't make this stuff up. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. I don't have time to make this stuff up. Impeachment is not about the proof. It's about the allegations, like the General Accounting Office making an allegation that the president's administration somehow violated the law by delaying delivery of cash to the Ukraine. Well, you judge for yourself. Is she in the sauce here? You judge for yourself. Bite number four with Nancy Pelosi. Bite four. Go.
It's not a question of saying what proof. It says what allegations have been made. And that has to be subjected to scrutiny as to how we go forward. But it should not be ignored in the context of other events that have happened that would substantiate some of that.
It's not about the proof. Just want to be crystal clear about that. It's about the allegations. And you thought it was about something substantive, substantial and important. You were mistaken. You were mistaken. At any rate, let's see here. Kevin McCarthy, the soon-to-be Speaker of the House, at least that's my belief. I trust me, when I look across the playing field and I see people discussing the impeachment, most discuss it with disgust. People are sick of it. People are over it. And again, the two articles of impeachment this president is guilty of, number one, he won the election of 2016 beating Hillary Clinton. There's Article 1 for the impeachment. And Article number 2 is that the Democrats cannot beat him in 2020. Look at the field. Look at the field they've put forth. That's the problem they're facing. And now you complicate that because so many people are so sick of it that when Democrats on a strictly partisan basis voted for impeachment, it put many members of Congress in a very difficult position, a very difficult position. And Kevin McCarthy, I believe, will be Speaker of the House. He had a very specific case on the Democrats. Remember how they said it was such a solemn event? How it was such a sober moment, and they had to be serious in their oath demanded it, and we had to be above the fray. And then, of course, you saw Nancy Pelosi celebrating and fist pumping and handing out souvenir pens. Maybe that's what they had to wait for a month. Maybe they had to get souvenir pens made so they could hand them out to everybody. Hey, one for you. Hey, I got one for you. Hey, that comes with a $25,000 donation. Thanks, souvenir pen. We're impeaching Trump. Souvenir pen for you and you and you. Nancy Pelosi acting that way really caught Kevin McCarthy's attention. Kevin McCarthy is bite number five today. Bite number five. Go.
If this was real, if this was really as serious as they claim this would be, yesterday was no cause for celebration. But in that case, Democrats did what you would expect in a campaign event. Posed for pictures, smiled, handed out gifts to one another, and Speaker Pelosi even fist-pumped on the House floor during what should have been a serious debate. And I'm sure most of you got a pen as well. Their behavior is disgusting and appalling. Every person in this country should be enraged at the fraud, the waste, and abuse they have seen from Democrats in this majority. Millions of dollars spent, countless hours lost on their unrelenting hatred towards this president.
Unrelenting hate. And again, to me, it's quite simple. You have a situation where they still cannot come to terms with the fact that he got elected, and more appalling to them are all the things that he's getting done. Securing the southern border, we've got a deal now that's going to build several hundred more miles of border wall. You've got the tax deal, of course. You've got the Dow that could break 30,000 today. Or any day, and could go to 32,000 is my guess before we get to Election Day, which is November 3rd, 2020. Of course, you know that. So when you get to the Dow at 32,000, that means retirees, teachers and firefighters and union members and all of them and anybody invested in the market is doing well. More jobs, more opportunity, more things happening. It's just a booming economy, and that means beating Donald Trump is difficult. He has an 80% chance of winning from the get-go, and he just keeps enhancing it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number one, almost in the books, not quite. We'll be right.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.